15.
I quit smoking in my mid-20s. One of the hardest things that I ever had to do. Not the hardest, mind you. Being married topped that list several times over.
It didn't take long after that yell before Charles was once more surrounded by talking, and somehow every single one of them and their direwolves survived the run-in with the giant spider queen. They had tried to tell Charles what happened when they caught up, but he pointedly ignored them. His mini-map indicated that they were nearly at the cabin with only an hour or so to go. Charles was watching that dot move closer on his map while looking through some of the notices, becoming excited and frustrated at the same time. Excited he was getting closer to a place he could just sit down and relax, and frustrated at the notices that kept coming in.
Your forces have destroyed one harem. Congratulations! 10,000 experience points awarded. Your unit, Dirty Valkyries, have earned an additional 6,000 experience points and reached unit level 2. Unit size increased by 100. Your forces have destroyed 3 harems. Congratulations! 30,000 experience points awarded. Your unit, Dirty Valkyries, has earned an additional 18,000 experience points and reached unit level 5. Unit size increased by 300. Your forces have destroyed 1 harem. Congratulations! 10,000 experience points awarded. Your unit, Dirty Valkyries, have earned an additional 6,000 experience points and reached advanced unit level 1. Unit size increased by 1,000. Your forces have destroyed 8 harems. Congratulations! 80,000 experience points awarded. Your unit, Dirty Valkyries, has earned an additional 48,000 experience points and reached advanced unit level 2. Unit size increased by 500. Your forces have destroyed...
Unit notifications disabled.
Charles felt greatly relieved when the disabled message came up. It seemed like a new message was coming in every minute, interrupting him every time he tried to read through them. The whole left side of his screen was a line of blinking icons he'd been ignoring for most of his game time, and he planned to leave it that way until he was at his cabin. The only icons he was sure to check were the message ones, but those remained empty. A hand gently touching his shoulder interrupted his thoughts as Titha, the cleric, pointed in front of him. Standing on a large rock that jutted out of the ground against a tree was a woman wearing full plate armor. A large shield hung from her arm, and she had straight red hair tied back in a ponytail.
"Harem Slayer, I am here for you. Accept my challenge and fight me," she called while striking what surely was intended to be a dramatic pose.
Charles looked at her and waited. His patience for dealing with other people's shenanigans was hitting an all-time low, and the little icon of his set destination was oh so close. They were almost on it. In fact, as he squinted, he thought he could make out the roof of the cabin just behind her.
"Dude, this quest comes with a final battle," Red Baron whispered, almost in awe.
Python Mike seemed equally impressed for a while. When Charles didn't respond and just looked at the lady like she was a moron, the scene started to become awkward. The pose she was holding, with her sword arm pointed in the air and her fist against her hip, seemed to strain her, and soon the arm holding the blade seemed to shake. She looked at Charles inquisitively and asked,
Aren't you going to duel me for the title? I challenged you.
Charles tilted his head.
"What title?"
Her eyes darted between the group.
"Is this a trick? The title of Harem Slayer."
Both Python Mike and Red Baron looked at her, then at Charles, several times before they couldn't help themselves but laugh.
"Harem Slayer? Him? Ha 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 ha! And he has to duel for it? Ha ha ha!"
Python Mike gasped out while nearly doubled over. Red Baron, wiping away tears and shaking his head,
"Oh, that's good. I wish I had been recording. Old man, are you a harem slayer? Hunter of men who collect women and all that?"
Charles himself felt confused.
Title, huh? I think I have one of those. Maybe.
See?
The woman yelled at the two men and jumped down.
I have a quest, and it leads right to him. I'm not crazy. dueling for the Harem Slayer title is a thing!
Though with the new round of laughter that followed, she deflated.
You're a Harem Slayer, too? Oh, this is great! Really great! How'd you get that quest? Or is it a title?
It's both.
Before Mike and Red could keep at it, Charles decided to step in. Or more accurately, because this was likely the quickest way to get the men with harems to stop harassing him, he decided to speak up.
If you want that title, you can have it.
Surrender Harem Slayer title to too much for men to handle? Yes, no.
Charles quickly picked yes, wishing he would have thought about doing this earlier.
Wait. Bert is level 200-something. There's no way he didn't know I could give this title away.
Charles looked at the little icon for calling his friend and thought about doing that right away, but the woman's screaming in happiness distracted him. The woman began jumping up and down from that same 3-foot-high rock, while wearing heavy armor, and pumping her arms up and down. It was a level of excitement that disgusted Charles, and he didn't want to see anywhere near him.
That's just too much. I wish I had that kind of energy. I might vomit.
He shook his head and sighed.
He gave me the title and a unit of advanced magical cavalry. I'm raking in XP as we speak without having to do anything.
What?
Red Baron was immediately in front of her, begging for details.
Well, dude, it makes sense. I mean, how much XP have we gotten since we started following him around? Just that quest yesterday got me almost 5 levels, and we failed it.
That sentence stopped the woman almost midair.
What you say?
Yeah, I've advanced my class 2x, gained like 22 levels, and have a continent-wide quest, a race change quest, and a champion quest left,
Red explained.
Oh, those blood cult ones? Mike chipped in.
Continent-wide? Share! I want in!
The warrior woman demanded as she got close to Red.
Sure, here you go, Red said and gave her a wink.
Ugh, men!
She grunted and turned away. Then she stopped and started snickering.
Your name is Red Baron? Like the pizza? You named your character after frozen pizza?
Red's face started to turn his namesake before his eyes got big.
Wait for a second here. Look at your character's name.
She seemed to ignore him and looked at Mike.
And Python Mike? Really?
Yeah, I like snakes. Sure, as if I believe that,
she said with an eye roll. Charles, at this point in the conversation, had enough. They were wasting time. With a grumble, he turned and started walking towards the cabin. As he stepped into the clearing the cabin was in, he could hear the conversation continue to follow him. A ramshackle wooden cabin, only a tiny bit bigger than a shack, sat on a slowly rising hill. On the left side of the cabin, 2 doors were angled against the ground like a cellar. On the right side, messy stacks of rotting logs haphazardly leaned against the wall. No windows, only a small porch that led to the front door, and a door barely hanging from its hinges were the defining features of the front of the cabin. The roof itself sagged dangerously, becoming more apparent closer to a cracked chimney.
In other words, something that would keep me happily busy while waiting for my family to visit.
Charles reached for the door, words of thanks on his lips, when it creaked open. In the doorway floated what appeared to be the ghost of a young woman. A ghost that opened her mouth and screamed.